Anybody tired in here? All right, middle of the week. I tell you, I came here from Fairfield. We're right outside the Bay Area. And I hit that Bay Area traffic, and I'm like, man, God bless these folks. I don't know how they put up with this all the time. That Bay Area traffic, we're going to be in Deuteronomy 31. Get to see so many friends here, and I'm just different people. Thank you for coming out tonight. A middle of a work week. Just want to be an encouragement to you. Have you ever been stressed out before? Somebody's like, I was stressed out on my way here. Have you ever been worried about something? Have you ever had anxiety? Have you ever had fear creep into your life? When I think of fear and anxiety and worry, I go back to a time when I was a little kid and I was in the store, and the worst possible thing that could happen for a little kid happened to me. I lost my mom. So when I was a little kid, my mom, she would Velcro this thing around my wrist, and it would be tethered to a Velcro thing around her wrist. Did anybody else have that happen to them when they were younger? Okay, so me and you, we were the only people that were treated like animals as children. So we're going to have a therapy session afterwards. So eventually I became a big kid, and the Velcro came off. All right, that was a great day in my life. The Velcro strap came off, but I still had to hold on to the car, and then eventually my mom, I could walk in freedom. And I remember one time, we were in the store, and I was looking at a toy, and I got into that toy, and I looked, and mom was a little bit ways down the aisle, but it's all good because I'm a big kid. You know, I'm like 5 or 6 years old. You know, it's all good. And I look back to the toy, and I'm playing with that, and then I look, and mom's a little further. That's okay. I can still see her. And I look back down, I engage in the toy, then I look up, and I look down the aisle, and mom is gone. The first thing I do, get down on my knees, look under the rack to see if I can see her feet. No feet. Run down the aisle, look around the corner. Mom is nowhere to be found. Public meltdown ensues. Tears, crying, all kinds of things because of fear, because of worry. Now, maybe you haven't had a public meltdown recently. But what do you do when fear or anxiety or stress creeps in to your life? What do you do when the future looks uncertain? See, in Deuteronomy chapter 31, it addresses this very thing. How do we handle fear? How do we handle stress? How do we handle anxiety? We'll pick it up in verse number 1 of Deuteronomy chapter 31. The scripture says, "And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel." So Moses stands up. There's a couple million people that he's going to deliver this important message to. This is the State of the Union address. I mean, this is a big deal. Like, parents are telling their kids, shh, this is Moses talking. People are leaning in. This is their guy. Moses is delivering this message, and everybody wants to hear what Moses has to say. You ever try to watch a movie or you try to watch a TV show and somebody next to you is like making noise or trying to talk to you? Like, maybe you guys are like me and you're blessed with a spouse that likes to talk during movies, you know? And it's like, can you just please be quiet? I'm trying to watch the movie. But of course, you always say that in Christian love. So Moses is standing up there and he's delivering this address. And this is what he says in verse number 2. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. Now, some of you think you're old, but you're not old. You may have a little more life experience than some other people, but Moses is 120 years old. Moses is old. And God has told Moses, it's time for you to step down. In verse number 2, Moses he acknowledges the fact that he's not the leader like he used to be. He says, I can't no more go out and I can't go in. Moses says, I can't lead like I used to. Not only can I not lead like I used to, but God doesn't want me to lead anymore. For every person in that audience, of the couple million people, Moses is the only leader they've ever had. And the only leader they've ever had stands before them and says, "Guys, I'm resigning. Guys, it's over. I can't do it anymore." This is the guy that God used to bring them out of Egypt. This is the guy that God used to provide food and water for them. This is the guy that led them into the wilderness. What do you think they were thinking when Moses tells them, "I'm done"? I'll tell you what they were thinking. They were concerned. Now what? Now who's going to lead us? We're in the middle of the desert. Now where are we going to get water from? Now where are we going to get food from? See, they face something that every person in this room will face at one time or another in your life. They faced uncertainty. You see, in life, there's something that we all know, and that is this. Uncertainty is unavoidable. In your life, uncertainty is unavoidable. Now, if you're taking notes, write that down. Uncertainty is unavoidable. Now, you may be at a place right now in your life where everything is great. You got a great job. You got security. You prayed for the girlfriend, and you got her, too. And life is just great right now. But there will be a time when you don't know what the results of that test are going to be. There may be a time when you don't know if your marriage is going to make it through this season. There may be a time when you don't know what you should do next in life. And in those moments, when you don't know what lies ahead, fear, stress, anxiety creeps in. But Moses has a message for those uncertain times. In fact, Jesus came later in the New Testament and he delivered this same message. And it is this: although uncertainty is unavoidable, fear is optional. Let's say that together. Ready? Fear is optional. One more time. We gotta make sure we're awake tonight. Ready? Fear is optional. Uncertainty causes fear to creep into our lives because we don't know what's going to happen next. When uncertainty comes in and you get news or something's happening, we have fear because we don't know what's going to happen next. Verse number 3, let's pick it up. The Lord thy God, this is Moses speaking to people that are fearful, people that are worried, people that just got news that wrecked some of them, no doubt. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. God knows in our lives that we are going to face opposition at times. God knows in our lives that there's going to be uncertainty. God knows in our lives that everything is not going to work out perfect. Why? Because we live in a broken world. We live in a world that is not how God wants it to be, because sin has messed all these things up. And because of that, there's going to be seasons of life that, quite frankly, are going to be difficult. And this is what Moses tells them in verse number 3. He says, God will go over with thee. Verse number 4. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, king of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Now, sometimes when I read the scriptures, I think about it, and I put myself in the scriptures, and I try to like sit on a rock sometimes and imagine, like, what are they thinking? And sometimes I look at some of the names in the Bible, and I'm like, what are the moms thinking? What kind of mom names her children Sihon and Og? Now, if you are considering what names to name your future children, please don't settle for Sihon or Og. Just know that there are other options out there. I don't know what these moms were. I don't know what kind of pizza they had the night before, but they named their children Sihon and Og. But what did Moses remind them? He reminded them of what God had done for them in the past. He reminded them of what God had already done for them. Can you think of a time in your life when God got you through? Can you think of a time in your life maybe where you were just hitting up against a wall or something that you just couldn't quite get past? And God came through in a very real way. And God came through in a way where you look back and you were like, that was just a God moment in my life. Moses, in times of uncertainty, where these people, they're not sure what's next. Moses says, I want to remind you what God has done before. Verse number 6, the Bible says, be strong and of a good courage. Let's all say, be strong. Ready? Be strong. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. In the culture that we live in, we are told that we find strength from within. We find strength from being more disciplined and being stronger and trying harder and just white knuckling it. And you find strength from within. And Christianity is completely countercultural because Christianity says you don't have enough strength within you. You don't find strength within, you find strength above. And notice right here, Moses in verse number 6, he directs them to the Lord thy God. Why can they be strong? Because of God. Why can they overcome this? Because of God. Be strong and of a good courage. Verse number 7. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage. Now, I want you to think about this. Joshua is in a group, 2 million people. It says he's addressing all of Israel. So Joshua just tells them, or Moses says, be strong and of a good courage. Oh, by the way, Joshua, I want you to be strong and of a good courage too. Joshua's like, what are you talking to me for? You want me to be strong and of a good courage? I know, Moses, I just heard you say that. Like, you don't have to call me out in front of millions of people. But he says, Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. And he tells them in verse number 7 that he is going to lead, that thou shalt cause them to inherit. Verse number 8, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Joshua's about to be the leader. You know why Moses tells Joshua, be of good courage, fear not? Because who better than Moses knows how difficult it is to lead all those people that complain all the time? And now Joshua has to pick up this mantle, and now Joshua has to lead all of these people. This isn't something that Joshua chooses for himself. This is something that God wants Joshua to do. In verse number eight, earlier in the passage, you see the phrase "fear not." It's interesting to note that command is repeated more than any other command in the entire scriptures. The command to fear not, the command to not worry, the command to not be filled with stress. Why do you think it's repeated the most? Maybe because in our lives, fear often creeps in. Why can the Israelites be courageous in the midst of extreme uncertainty? They're in the middle of the desert. Their leader just resigned. Why can they be courageous? The exact same reason that you can be courageous when you're facing uncertainty. The exact same reason that Moses tells them in verses 7 and 8. And we're going to spend our last 12 or 15 minutes together tonight. I'm going to tell you why, even though uncertainty is unavoidable, that fear in your life, that stress, that anxiety, that is optional. We have three thoughts tonight. The first thought is this. Fear is optional because God is going before you. Fear is optional because God is going before you. Notice verse 8. Moses says, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. The reality is that God was preparing a path for the Israelites. Is God had something for their future. And they didn't know what it was. They didn't know where they were going. They were hoping it was going to be better than the desert. They didn't know all the details of where God was going to take them. But God wanted to take them somewhere. We understand it was the promised land. God was going to take them somewhere. And even though maybe they didn't know all the details of how it was going to work, maybe they didn't know exactly how Joshua was going to lead them. You think, they knew two leaders. They knew Pharaoh, and then they also knew Moses. Who knows what was going through their head about what kind of leader Joshua was going to be? But they could count on this, that God was going before them, that God was paving the way for them. You know, God might be leading you in your life to take a step of faith. God might be leading you in your life to go somewhere. God might be to go somewhere on your faith journey and take a step maybe into giving financially, maybe into sharing your faith with somebody, maybe into, I don't know what God's doing in your life, but I do know if you're like me, when God's leading me to do something that's uncomfortable, I usually have a lot of reasons why it's a bad idea. When God's leading me to take a step of faith, I'm like, well, I don't know about this. I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't really know if I should. But this is the truth, is that God is never going to lead you to a place he's not preparing for you already. And this is what God tells, this is what Moses tells them. Hey, I'm about to die. It's over. But the Lord, he is going before you. When it comes to faith, fear is often faith's greatest obstacle. Fear is an obstacle to faith. How many of you guys in here, you like roller coasters? Like roller coasters? Okay. How many of you say, I don't like roller coasters? I love roller coasters. Okay. All right. Most of you guys, many of you like roller coasters. How many of you have ever been to Six Flags Magic Mountain down in Southern California? Oh, that's like the mecca of roller coasters. Okay. I love that place. I remember the first time I rode a ride called Goliath. You guys familiar with Goliath? Okay. Some of you guys are like, yes. Some of you guys are like, just the sound of that, roller coasters, Goliath, no way in the world. So Goliath, it reaches the top speed of 85 miles per hour. The first drop is 255 feet. And let me tell you, it is awesome. It's like the best ride ever. And I remember the first time we wait in this big, long line. I think I was like 11 years old or something. My family was going down there. And we were waiting in line for Goliath. And I remember I was about to get on the coaster, but I was a little fearful. I've never ridden on a coaster that big before. We got on the coaster. We went way up high. We made the huge drop. There's like a circle where there's like 3 G's or something. So like my face is like this, you know, and it's crazy. And I get back, you know, we finish the ride and it's like, this was awesome. Let's do this again. And what started out as like fear and like, oh, I don't know if we should, ended with, this was so cool. Let's keep doing it. And I think sometimes if we're honest, following Jesus can be like that. If we're following Jesus with the right motives and the right heart, and we take a step of faith, sometimes it's fearful. But after you take that step, you look back and you're like, that was so cool. Like, God really worked in that situation. Why? Because God is going before you. Second thought tonight, fear is optional because God is faithful. Fear is optional, first of all, because God's going before you. God is not leading you anywhere that he's not preparing for you. No matter how big of a step, no matter how scary of a step it is, God is going before you. But number two, fear is optional because God is faithful. Verse number 8, this is what Moses tells them. He says, he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. When life is uncertain, we usually try to anchor our hearts to something that we deem as dependable or something that we deem as a place we can go for relief, okay? So when we're facing uncertainty in life, sometimes we go to the TV and we're like, I just need to veg and just watch TV for like 7 hours and just escape it all. Sometimes when life is uncertain, it's like some people go to alcohol. Sometimes when life is uncertain, somebody's like, I need to just go shopping. Let's just go shopping. And sometimes in uncertainty, well, we always tie our hearts to something. But what we need to do is we need to tie our hearts to something greater. In Hebrews chapter 13, it says Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Luke chapter 21, Jesus told the people they needed to settle their heart. In other words, you can't let your heart be ruled by what's happening all around you. You can't let your heart be ruled by what's happening in the government. You can't let your heart be ruled by all these things going around you. What should rule your heart And what should anchor your heart is the goodness and the grace and the character of Jesus. Because when times are all over the place and things are going crazy, we need to go back to something that is dependable. And I want you to know that God is dependable. That whatever you're facing right now, however big it is, whatever this trial or this season of life you're in, that you can anchor your heart to a God that is for you, that is faithful, that wants to walk through this thing with you. And in times of difficulty, God is not somebody that we need to run from, but God is somebody that we need to run to. Sometimes we think, man, I've messed up or I've done this, and we run away from God because, you know, God's upset at me or God's mad at me. I want you to know that God's not mad at you. There's nothing you can do that will make God mad at you. Here's why. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, he took the full wrath of God the Father, and it was placed on him. In fact, the scripture said in 2 Corinthians that he became sin for us who knew no sin, so we could become the righteousness of God. And we understand that when it comes to salvation, we're saved. God sees us. God sees Christ's righteousness on us. But I think it has big implications for our life when we mess up. Because we think that God, he wants to get us, when really, when God looks at our life, he sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And when we understand that, no matter what we're facing, God is somebody that we can run to. Why is fear optional? Fear is optional because, one, God is going before you. Because, two, God is faithful. But third and finally, three, because God is with you. Because God is with you. The scripture says at the end of verse number 8, it says, he it is that doth go before thee. He will not be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. He will be with thee. Many of us have, we've seen people that we love fight the difficult battle of dementia and Alzheimer's. People that we spent time with, people that we cared about, people that we had conversations with. And we understand that terrible disease causes people to lose the ability to think and remember things. And maybe you go to see that person that is battling that disease, that person that you love, that person that you've had conversations with. And it's as if that person knows that you're right in front of them. They know that you're there, but they don't remember who you are. I think sometimes in our Christian life, when fear and stress and these things creep in, we know that God is with us, but we forget who God is. We forget that God is our deliverer. We forget that God is our redeemer. We forget that God is the one that carries us through. In Psalm 16, it says, I have set the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart's glad. And my glory rejoiceth, my flesh also shall rest in hope. When you're stressed out, when things are just too much, when uncertainty is all over your life, I want you to know that God is with you. That God is there. That God wants to walk through this with you. Moses, how can you tell people not to be fearful? Moses, do you understand that you've been their leader? Do you understand they're in the middle of the desert? Do you understand they don't know how they're going to eat? They don't know how they're going to get water. They don't know where they're going to go. They don't know what their future is. How can you tell them, fear not? I'll tell you how I can tell them. Because God's with them. Because they will never go anywhere that God is not walking right next to them. God is with them. In your life, fear is optional. Uncertainty is unavoidable. So you're a little kid. I'm a little kid. I'm lost in the store. I'm running around. I'm crying. You know, my eyes are getting all puffy. My eyes are all red. All of a sudden, you hear, would Nathan Stone Street's mom please come to aisle number 8? Mom comes. I run to mom, I jump in her, I give her like the biggest hug I can ever possibly give. And all of a sudden, the tears dry up. All of a sudden, everything's good now. All of a sudden, life is awesome. Why? because mom's there. I want you to know that your Heavenly Father's there. That your Heavenly Father's there. And when you're uncertain, and when stress and worry and all these things that we face all the time, that your Heavenly Father hasn't forgotten about you. And maybe you don't feel your Heavenly Father right there in the moment, but I want to assure you based on Scripture that your Heavenly Father, He's right there walking with you. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for these faithful people that would come out on a Wednesday night. I ask you that we wouldn't live in fear, that we wouldn't live under stress and anxiety, that we can anchor our hearts to you, that we can anchor our hearts to somebody that is greater. And I pray that we would understand that, God, wherever you're trying to lead us in our faith journey, I don't know what you're doing in hearts and lives, but I do know this, that where you're leading, you are first preparing a path. And Lord, we just thank you for the fact that you are dependable, and I pray you would bless every person here tonight. I ask this in Jesus' name. Brother Justin.